fire.
I'm about to go up to the Senate again, and before doing so, I wanted to tell you what we're tentatively planning on, subject to your change, if you wish, later in the day. We have rescheduled the strike for tonight. The weather outlook is still bad. Whether it'll come off or not, we don't know. Commanders from the field are in with unanimous recommendations that we move a portion of a Marine Expeditionary Brigade into Da Nang to provide protection there. The buildup of Viet Cong forces in the surrounding area is fairly substantial, and they're fearful that the huge number of aircraft we have in Da Nang and the personnel are subject to attack. This is a recommendation I would be very reluctant to accept, but frankly, I doubt we have any alternative, and sometime shortly, Dean and I should have a chance to talk to you about it. Thirdly, the Viet Cong moves of the last several days, which are now becoming clear in their entirety, are causing a very uneasy feeling here with respect to the whole center of the country. But in sum, perhaps late today, you might wish to sit down with Dean and me just for a very brief discussion on these several points.
I sure would, if we could... If we could have any recommendations, maybe you ought to bring some of your military people and let's
like
see
to.
What...
I'd like to.
I believe we haven't had enough of them, and I'm afraid that they're going to feel left out.
I don't think they feel that yet, Mr. President. I'm sure that Buzz feels completely integrated, and I think in the discussions, and the other chiefs as well, but I would like to bring some.
I just bring them all and go anytime and just tell Marvin Watson whatever time's convenient to you all to work it out with me, and I think that we ought to try to figure out what we can do. Now, we're off to bombing these people. We're over that hurdle, and I don't think anything is going to be as bad as losing, and I don't see any way of winning, but I would sure want to feel that every person that had an idea that his suggestion was fully explored, and I do think that this bombing in South Vietnam has added something. If we could... I don't guess there's any way, Bob, that through your small planes or your helicopters or any way that you could spot these people and then radio back and let planes come in and bomb the hell out of them.
This is what we're trying to do, but it's very difficult when they're under the trees. That's how we got that ship, you know, a helicopter. Observed it and radioed back and brought in first the Vietnamese Navy and later the Vietnamese Air Force. And we're doing it wherever we can. The problem is to spot them and find them. And in certain instances, our jets are no use whatsoever on small open targets. But on large concentrations and under foliage or something of that kind, the jets are extremely helpful.
Are we watching that coastline? Shouldn't we have every damn admiral that we got that wants some practice and all these commanders on destroyers and see if we can't find some more of these ships every 100 yards?
I think the answer is we didn't watch it enough. In any event, this ship slipped by, so that SINCPAC has sent out another special group out there to see what can be done to prevent further infiltration from the sea, and if necessary, we'll use U.S. destroyers.
I just give enough of these boys Pacific ribbons to put all these damn destroyers you got scattered all over the world. I'd put them out there where I could see them. You may need them out there anyway.
The problem that the Navy is struggling with is whether the destroyer could get in close enough in those shallow waters to stop a ship of this kind if it's camouflaged and just going down in the bays very close to land. And the probability is the Navy couldn't handle it that way, and we have to depend upon this junk fleet that's been set up there. But in any case, we all agree we're going to have to try to tighten up the shore patrol.
Maybe we ought to put more helicopters in and patrol them regularly. Maybe we ought to put some more PD boats of our own in or something, whatever it is. We oughtn't to let anything like that come down.
I surely agree with you.
And try to figure out any way you can get some of your people to think of the things we're not doing. We know what we're doing,
sure,
and we see
sure,
the result.
Sure.
The game now is the fourth quarter, and it's about 7-8 to nothing, and we've got to try to rescue something, and then you call and tell them whatever time you want, consistent with your schedule. I believe last night was the best meeting we had. If the indications of the individuals talking after it was over was any good. And it may be that these congressional and senatorial meetings are the only thing that's saving us up on the Hill.
I think they are. I thought, again, you were terrific, Mr. President. You literally laid it out to them in a way that they felt you were forthcoming and made the problem clear to them. I didn't have time to stay afterwards, but I talked to one or two this morning, and they did enjoy it.
Now, tell Buzz Wheeler to get his chiefs in and get somebody to come up with what we can next do to keep them from splitting that country, or what we can do to put extra people. I'm scared to death of putting ground forces in, but I'm more frightened about losing a bunch of planes, lack of security.
So am I, Mr. President.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to Mark Watson. We'll try to get a meeting.
All right.
Thanks.